On Tuesday, February 13th, the U.S. Senate passed a $95 billion emergency aid package that would provide military aid to both Israel and Ukraine, replenishing U.S. weapons systems and providing humanitarian aid to civilians in Gaza, according to the Associated Press. Now let's break down the bill. Beginning with Ukraine, the bill would allocate $60 billion to support Ukraine with means to defend itself from the Russian invasion that began almost 2 years ago. About a third of the money from the bill would go towards replenishing the U.S. military supply of equipment and weapons that were initially sent to Kyiv. Within the $60 billion, $14 billion is dedicated to procuring weapons and munitions, while an additional $15 billion is allocated for what are called vital military services, including training and intelligence sharing. Apart from the military assistance, $8 billion would go to Ukraine's government to continue basic operations and $1.6 billion to help support Ukraine's private sector. Additionally, there is an estimated $480 million allocated to help Ukrainians that were displaced by the war. Shifting focus to the Middle East, about $14.1 billion will go to support Israel and U.S. military operations in Gaza, another $4 billion to Israel's aid defense, and $1.2 billion for the Iron Beam system. The Iron Beam is a laser weapon system designed to intercept and destroy missiles, along with an additional $2.5 billion to support U.S. military operations within the region. Lastly, the legislation specified that $9.2 billion would be directed to humanitarian assistance to those caught in war zones, providing food, water, and shelter, and medical care to civilians in Gaza, the West Bank, and Ukraine. The legislation did not specify how much money would go to each region. Beyond the immediate crisis, the legislation allocates $8 billion to fortify key partners in the Indo-Pacific, a strategic move aimed at deterring potential Chinese aggression. Additionally, the bill will go to spending $1.9 billion in replenishing U.S. weapons that were sent to Taiwan, and $3.3 billion to support security partnerships with Australia and the United Kingdom by building more U.S.-made submarines. Lastly, around $400 million would be spent for the grant program that helps nonprofits in places of worship in order to protect them from hate crimes. Thank you for listening. This is Ashley Sagat with KCSB News.